إن الحمد لله ونستعين ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله قد آمنت كلها وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أسبق الحديث كتاب الله فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الحديث حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise be to Allah. We seek His help, His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own soul and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. Whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His messenger and seal of all the prophets. O Muslim, best of speech is a speech of Almighty Allah, which is Al-Quran. The best guidance is the course of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is Sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation in any addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you, and as well as myself, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you're a Muslim. Today we are going to talk about the story of Prophet Hud alayhi salam. He is Hud bin Saleh bin Arphaxad bin Sam bin Nuh alayhi salam. His tribe was known as Ad, who are Arabs, lived in the desert mountains between Oman and Hadramaut, near the sea. Their dwelling place was called Ashar, and the valley in which they lived was known as Mohib. They lived in a huge tent with large pillars. Allah said in the Quran, "Have you not seen how your Lord dealt with the Ad of the city of Aram, with lofty pillars, the like of which was never created in any land?" It is narrated from Abu Dawud radiallahu anhu in a long hadith about prophets and messengers that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Four of them were Arab: Hud, Saleh, Shu'aib, and your prophet, O Abu Dhar. It is said that Hud was the first man to speak Arabic. Ibn Munabih claimed that his father was the one to speak it first. Those Arabs who lived before Ismail are called Arab Ariba, the original or pure Arabs, and they were Ad, Samud, Jurhum, Jadis, Umayn, Madian, Imlaq, Jasim, and others. Those who are called Arab Mustariba, those who lived, those who assimilated themselves by means of marriage, come from the lineage of Ismail, the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ismail alayhi salam was first to speak eloquent and literally Arabic. He learned the Arabic literature from the tribe of Jurhum, who happened to stay in Haram with him and his mother Hajar. He, however, spoke better Arabic than them, and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke the way Ismail spelled out the Arabic letters. Ad were the first people to worship idols after the flood. They had three idols, Samad, Samud, and Hara. Allah sent Hud as a prophet to them, so he could show them the divine path. He said in Surah Al-Araf, "And to Ad we send their brother Hud." He said, "O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God than Him. Will you not fear Him?" The chief of those who disbelieved from His people said, "Most surely, we regard you of unsound mind, and we think you are a liar." He said, "O my people, I am not of unsound mind, but I am a messenger from the Lord of the world. I bring you the message of my Lord, and I am your sincere advisor. Do you wonder that an admonition came to you from your Lord through a man from among you, so he may warn you? And remember, when he made you successor to the people of Nuh, and increased you in stature broadly. Remember then, Allah's bounty that you may prosper." They said, "Have you come to us that we may worship Allah alone and forsake that which our fathers worshipped? Then bring to us your threats if you are truthful." He said, "The anger and wrath of your Lord has fallen upon you. Do you dispute with me about names which you and your fathers have invented, and for which Allah has sent down no authority? Then watch and wait, and I will be watching and waiting with you." So we rescued him and those with him by our mercy, and we served the roots of those who disbelieved in our revelations as they were not believers. In Surah Hud, Allah tells us His story in these words, "And to Ad, we send their brother Hud. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no God other than Him. You do nothing but invent falsehood. O my people, I ask of you no reward for this. My reward rests on Him who created me. Will you not understand? And O my people, ask forgiveness from your Lord and repent to Him. And He will send abundant rain from the skies upon you, and He will increase you in strength. And do not turn away guilty." They said, "O Hud, You have not brought us clear sign, and we shall not desert our gods at your word. We do not believe in you. We say nothing but that some of our gods have smitten you with some evil. He said, I call Allah to witness, and you should bear witness that I am free of what you associate with him of other gods. So scheme against me altogether and give me no respite. I have put my trust in Allah, my Lord and your Lord. There is no creator that moved, but he has the grasp of his forelock. Surely, my Lord is on the straight path. But if you turn away, I have conveyed the message with which I was sent to you. And my Lord will replace you with another people, and you will not harm him in the least. My Lord is a keeper of all things. And when our command came, we rescued Hud and those who believed with him through our mercy and saved them from the severe chastisement. And such were the people of Ad. They denied the revelation of their Lord and disobeyed his messenger and followed the bidding of every insolent tyrant. They are pursued by a curse in this life and upon the day of resurrection. Behold, Ad believed in their Lord, so away with Ad, the people of Hud. Then after them, we raised up another generation, and we sent among them a messenger from themselves. Worship Allah, you have no other God than Him. Will you not fear Him? And the chief of the disbeliever from among His people, who denied their meeting with us in the hereafter, and to whom we had given the bountiful things of this world, said, He is no more than a man like yourself. He eats what you eat, and he drinks what you drink. And if you obey a man like yourselves, you surely will be the losers. Does he promise you that when you are dead and have become dust and bones, you will be raised up? Impossible. Impossible that you are promised. There's nothing but the life of this world. We die and we live, but we shall never be raised. He is nothing but a man who invents lies in the name of Allah, but we are not the one to believe in him. He said, My Lord, help me, for they accuse me of falsehood. Allah said, Very soon they will become remorseful. The blast then seized them with justice, and we cast them away like scum, so away with the evildoers. The story of Ad is narrated in the pattern in Surah Ash-Shura. Ad disbelieved the messengers when their brother Hud said to them, Will you not fear Allah? I am for you a faithful messenger. So fear Allah and obey me. And I do not ask of you any reward for it. Surely my reward is only with the Lord of the worlds. Do you build a landmark on every high place to amuse yourselves, and that you get for yourselves fine buildings as though you may live forever? And when you exert your power, you exert it like tyrants. So fear Allah and obey me. And fear Allah, the one who has bestowed on you what you know. Bestowed on you cattle and children, and gardens and fountains. Indeed, I fear for you the chastisement of a grievous day. They said, It is the same to us whether you admonish us or you are not one of those who admonish. This is nothing other than the customary religion of the ancient people, and we are not going to be punished. So they disbelieved him, and then we destroyed them. Surely there is a sign in this, but most of them are not believers. And indeed, your Lord is Almighty, the Merciful. And Allah said in Surah Fussilat, and for Ad, they behaved arrogantly in the land with no reason, and said, who is mightier than us in power? Could they not see that Allah who created them is mightier than them in power? And they continued to reject our signs. So we sent upon them a raging wind over ill-fated evil days, that we might let them taste the chastisement of humiliation in this life, in the life of this world, and the chastisement of the hereafter is even more humiliating, and they will not be helped. And it is said in Surah Al-Ahqaf, and mentioned the brother of Ad, when he warned his people at the sand dunes, and indeed warner had come before him and after him, saying, worship none but Allah, truly I fear for you the chastisement of that tremendous day. They said, have you come to turn us away from our gods? So bring us what you threaten us with, if you are truthful. He said, the knowledge is only with Allah, and I convey to you the message with which I am sent. But I see that you are an arrogant people. Then when they saw it as a dense cloud coming toward their valley, they said, this is a cloud that shall give us rain. No, this is that you are asking to be hastened, a wind wherein is a painful torment, destroying all things by the command of its Lord, so there remains nothing to be seen except the dwelling places. Thus do we recompense the sinful people. And in Ad, when we send upon them the sterile wind that left nothing that it came upon but reduced it to ruin. Allah said in Surah Al-Qamar, Ad rejected warning, then see how was my punishment and my warnings. We sent upon them a raging wind on an ill-fated day of constant calamity, plucking up people as if they were uprooted trunks of palm trees. See, how was my punishment, and how true my warning. And we have indeed made this Quran easy to understand. Then is there any who will receive admonition? The Quran mentions the story in Surah Al-Haqqa, saying, in Ad, they were destroyed by a fierce roaring wind, which he made it rage against them for 7 nights and 8 days, uninterruptedly. So you could see the people lying overthrown, as if they were stumps of fallen palm trees. Then do you see any remnant of them? Have you not seen how your Lord dealt with the Ad of the city of Irm with lofty pillars, the like of which was never created in any land, and Samud which hewed out rocks in the valley, and which Pharaoh of snakes who were insolent in the land and infested the land with much corruption. Therefore, your Lord loosened upon them a scourge of chastisement. Surely, your Lord is ever watchful. Apart from above mentioned reference, the story of Ad is also referred in Surat al-Tawbah, Ibrahim, Al-Furqan, Al-Ankabut, Sa'd and Qaf. It has already been said that Ad were first people to worship idols after the flood. As indicated in this verse, and remember when he said, and remember when he made you successor to the people of Nuh, and increased you in stature broadly. Or that as it is said in this verse, then after them we raised up another generation. This is indicating the people of Hud after the people of Nuh. Other scholars held the opinion that those who worshipped idols after the flood were the people of Samud, supporting their opinion by this verse in Surat al-Mu'minun. The blast seized them with justice, and we cast them away like scum. They say that the people of Saleh are those who are destroyed by blast. And the Quran says, in Ad, they were destroyed by fierce roaring wind. However, there is every possibility that they might have been punished by both of them, the blast and the roaring wind. Then there is no difference of opinion that Ad were before Samud. The blast and seized them with justice, and we cast them away like scums. They say that the people of Saleh are those who are destroyed by blast. As the Quran says, in Ad, they were destroyed by a fierce roaring wind. However, there is every possibility that they might have been punished by both of them, the blast of roaring wind. Then there is no difference of opinion that Ad were before Samud. Ad were a disbelieving people, transgressed against Allah, and were deeply involved in idol worshipping. To reform their beliefs, Allah sent a man from among them and his messenger who could call them toward his way, and to the fact that all forms of worship belong to Allah. So a man should dedicate all his devotional acts only to him. Nonetheless, the people rejected his call and adopted an aggressive and demanding and demeaning attitude toward him. So Allah sent his punishment upon them and they were destroyed. When Hud invited them to worship only Allah and that they should obey him and seek forgiveness from him, and that if they did so, Allah would provide them the best of both worlds. And if they were to disobey him, they would be going to chastise severely in both worlds. Their leader said, the chiefs of those who disbelieved from his people said, most surely, we regard you of unsound mind. They said that we regard the belief you are inviting us to a foolishness, comparing to the belief that we are practicing, the idol worshipping from whom we seek our provisions and our help. That is why we see you as a liars in your claim of being a messenger of God. He said, O my people, I am not of sound, unsound mind, but I am a messenger from the Lord of the world. I bring you the message of my Lord, and I am your sincere advisor. His answer to them was, I am not preacher of trivial belief, as you may tend to think. I am instead conveying to you the divine message without any addition or falsification in it. Conveyance implies the integrity of the message without any confusion or any lie incorporated in it. Hood said to them, You do not possess a distinguishing faculty that you may understand that I only invite you to the way of righteousness, which is also the demand of your natural instinct. That is a religion of truth with which Noah was sent down before you. When did the sound stop? Okay. I'll just continue on then. Follow those who do not ask any reward of you and who are guided. And why should I not worship the one who created me and to whom you shall be returned? The people of Hud said to him, O Hud, you have not brought us a clear sign, and we shall not desert our God at your word. We do not believe in you. We say nothing but that some of our gods have smitten you with some evil. They said, You did not bring us any miracle supporting your claim of being truthful, and so we are not going to leave our gods and their worship just on the basis of your hollow claim without any person. Our guess is that this madness has been inflicted on you only because you have angered some of our gods, and so they made you mad. He said, I call Allah to witness, and you should bear witness that I am free of what you associate with him of other gods. So scheme against me altogether and give me no respite. Who challenged them and disowned their gods? He said, They are unable to benefit or harm anyone. They are mere inanimate bodies. If according to your claim they help you and benefit or harm you, so I am here renouncing them and sending my curse upon them. Now you can all scheme against me without giving me any respite by every means you may think of. You may start your conspiracy now without any delay. I do not have any fear of you or your gods. I have put my trust in Allah, my Lord and your Lord. There is no creature that moves but he has a grasp of its forelock. Surely my Lord is on the straight path. This was a clear evidence that Hud was a messenger of Allah and his slave, and that they were in utter ignorance and on error in their worshipping of gods other than Allah. They could not inflict upon Hud any harm, neither any misfortune could be fallen by them upon him. This in itself was a clear evidence, if not miracle, of the truthfulness of his claim, and that what they held of belief was nothing but false beliefs. This was the same reasoning which Noah alayhi salam took as evidence against his people. My people, If it has become hard on you, my stay in your midst, and my reminding to you the signs of Allah, then I have put my trust in Allah. So muster your plan and get together your associates, and then let not your plan be ambiguous upon you. Then pass your judgment against me and give me no respite. The same argument was used by Ibrahim against his people when he said, "And I fear not that which you associate with him, unless my Lord willed something. The knowledge of my Lord embraces all things. Then will you not be admonished? And how should I fear that which you have associated with Allah, while you do not fear associating partners with Allah, for which you have received no authority? Which of the two parties should feel secure, if only you know? Only those who have believed and have not polluted their faith by associating other with Allah, these have security and right and are rightly guided. This is our argument which we bestowed on Ibrahim against his people. We raise up in degree whom we please. Surely, your Lord is all wise, all knowing." And the chiefs of disbelievers from among his people, who denied their meeting with us in the hereafter, and to whom we had given the bountiful things of this world, said, "He is no more than a man like yourselves. He eats what you eat. He drinks what you drink. And if you obey a man like yourselves, you surely will be the losers. Does he promise you that when you are dead and have become dust and bones, you shall be raised up?" The people of Hud thought it a far-fetched fantasy that God should send a human as his messenger. This was a doubt which every disbelieving nation entertained regardless of the time they lived in history. As Allah said in the Quran, "Is it a wonder to mankind that we reveal to men among themselves that you warn the people?" And nothing prevented the people from believing when the guidance came to them. But that they said, "Has Allah sent a human as a messenger? Say, had there been on the earth angels walking in serenity, we would have sent down from heavens an angel as a messenger to them." This was the reason why Hud answered them in these words, "Do you wonder that an admonition came to you from your Lord through a man from among you, so he may warn you?" This was not something to wonder about, because Allah sends whom He pleases. Does He promise you that when you are dead and have become dust and bones, you shall be raised up? Impossible. Impossible that you are promised. There is nothing but the life of this world. We die and we live, but we should never be raised up. He is nothing but a man who invents lies in the name of Allah, but we are not the ones to believe in him. He said, "My Lord, help me, for they accuse me of falsehood." The people of Hud thought they hereafter something of improbable, and refused to accept the resurrection of bodies after these had decayed. They said that it was the most improbable promise they could ever imagine. Impossible. Impossible that you are promised. This is a belief of the atheists who say that When a people have died, they could never be resurrected. It is only new people who are born. As some other ignorant say, wombs produce and the earth swallows. There is a group called Darya. They hold that they return to this world after every 36 years. All these beliefs are nothing but ignorance and unintelligent side of a man, and a deviated belief and rejection of truth. They do not carry any authority, nor are supported by any evidence. It is only those who are the blind follower of their lust and unreasonable desires, those who do not have any inclination toward reasoning and attaining guidance. All these false beliefs, the Quran said, and the hearts of only those who believe, not in the hereafter, may be inclined to it, and that they may be well pleased with it, and that they may perpetrate what they are going to perpetrate. Hud said to them in his admonition, do you build a landmark on every high place to assume yourself and that you get for yourself fine buildings as thought you may live forever? Prophet Hud is telling them, do you build on every high place a huge landmark, like place palaces and castles? They're only fooling around because you do not need them, and they used to live in tents. The Quran said, have you not seen how your Lord dealt with the odd of the city of Aram with lofty pillars, the like of which was never created in any land? The Ad of the Aram were those ancient Ad who lived in those tents, which are pitched by lofty pillars. Those who claim that Aram was a city of gold and silver, and that it moved from one place to another, they claim so without any evidence. Scholars are of different opinion regarding what it meant by fine buildings, which is mentioned in this verse. You get for yourselves fine buildings. Some say these are places, while in another opinion, these are meant as dovikot. It is also suggested that these are the places of water resources, although as though you may live forever. By building these fine buildings, you perhaps hope that you are going to live for a long time in them. And when you exert your power, you exert it like tyrants. So fear Allah and obey me. And fear Allah, the one who has bestowed on you cattle and children, and gardens and fountains. Indeed, I fear for you the chastisement of grievous day. They said, have you come to us that we may worship Allah alone and forsake that which our fathers worshipped? Then bring to us your threats if you are truthful. They said, did you come to us so that we could worship one God and disregard our forefathers and ancestors used to practice in their worship? If you are truthful as you claim in your message, then let those punishments inflict upon us which you have promised us. We are not going to believe in what you are inviting us to, neither we are going to follow you. It is the same to us whether you admonish us or you are not one of those who admonish. This is nothing other than the customary religion of the ancient people, and we are not going to be punished. The Arabic word for customary religion, which is mentioned in the original text of Quran, is khuluq, which means that the religion which we follow is nothing other than what our forefathers and ancestors followed. We shall not be changing our ways of beliefs. However, if we read it, follow the another pattern of Qirat, which is khalaq, then it will mean invention or falsification, that whatever you have brought us is nothing more than your own fabrication, which you may have taken and devised from ancient books. Both Qirat are possible and related to what they said, and we are not going to be punished. He said, "The anger and the wrath of your Lord has fallen upon you. Do you dispute with me about names which you and your fathers have invented, and for which Allah has sent down no authority? Then watch and wait, and I will be watching." Okay, when did the sound stop this time? Do you remember what the last thing I said? Okay, I'm gonna go back a little. Hopefully I start from where I stopped. It is said to us, whether you admonish us or you are not one of those who admonish. This is nothing other than the customary religion of the ancient people, and we are not going to be punished. The Arabic word for customary religion, which is mentioned in the original text of Quran, is khuluq, which means that the religion which we follow is nothing other than what our forefathers and ancestors followed. We shall not be changing our ways of beliefs. However, if we read it, following the another pattern of Qirat, which is khuluq, then it will mean invention or falsification. That whether you have brought us is nothing more than your own fabrication, which you may have taken and devised from ancient books. Both Qirats are possible and related to what they said. And we are not going to be punished. He said, "The anger and wrath of your Lord has fallen upon you. Do you dispute with me about names which you and your father have invented, and for which Allah has sent down no authority? Then watch and wait, and I will be watching and waiting with you." Prophet Hud said, "By this behavior and intransigence, now you have imposed upon yourself the anger and wrath of Allah. Now when you have rejected the truth and right path and want to keep indulged in your false and erroneous way, wait for the chastisement of Allah, which has now become incumbent. is nothing which could turn it away now, and will very soon befall upon you. This ends part one. I'll finish up the story of Prophet Hud next week. If anything I said that is wrong is from me and from Shaitan. If anything good I said is from Allah.
إن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة كل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. أبريز الله سبحانه وتعالى. And he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I believe in him and I trust him and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, Al-Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunnah. The worth of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All of you again here in Masjid al-Muslimin, Islamic Center of Columbia, South Carolina. Today, Tuesday, which is the 29th of Jamada al-Ula for the year of Hijrah 1408 and 1418, and this which is 30th of September 1997, and inshallah we going to start a new subject tonight after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed us and give us the guidance that we were able to finish and talk and discuss the Day of Judgment. And I had studied your suggestions and I tried to take all your suggestions, or at least most of your suggestions, in consideration concerning what kind of class you want to do or you would like to hear about it. And I came with a mixture of all the suggestions, which is going to be under the title Rights and Duties, Rights and Obligations. And some of you had suggestions about marriage and relationship between husband and wife, and some of you had suggestions about parents and the children and different kind of subjects. So under this title, inshallah, which we The intention is to finish this subject in 16 classes, or maybe it's going to be 32 classes. It depends. But under this title, Rights and Obligations, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had legislated, I'm giving you some of the example what we're going to be covering in this series, inshallah. We're going to be talking about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the human being. The rights of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon the human being, as well as the obligations of the human being towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to the best of my understanding and my broken English, if somebody have a right over you, that means you own him obligation. Is this correct? So it goes like going hand to hand, or yeah, exactly. But there's no water here because we don't want to wet the rug, okay? But it's going to be something, as long as you understand, you're fulfilling, you try to keep eye and take care of this right, that means you're fulfilling the obligations. So this is what I call this subject, rights and obligations, okay? And we're going to be talking about the rights of the parents upon the children. And this also may take us to talk about the obligation of the children towards their parents. We're going to talk about the rights of the husband over his wife, and the right of the wife over her husband. And we going to talk about, inshallah, the rights of the Muslim upon each other. As Muslim brothers and Muslim sisters, we owe each other rights, okay? And the right of the neighbor, and the right of the Muslim governor, and the obligations of the people towards the governor, and the rights of the scholar towards the people. We're going to talk about the rights of the guest when you get a visitor, what you owe him, okay?